Blog Talk Radio.
What is the dealie? What is the dealie? Y'all know what it is. One of a kind, blowing a mind, and it's on again. Yes, it's on, my friend. And we are now broadcasting live. And it is the right time. You guessed it. You're right. You tuned in. It's on. We're here. We're making it. And we're not faking it. We're on this hump day, February. History hump day, the last one. In 2016, they gave us an extra day this month, but we won't reach another Wednesday. So, this is my friend's day. Get me some ends day, swoop in a Benz day. If you're old, rock your Depends day. Oh, they got the pins looking nice now. Shoot, see that commercial? Pins! Comedy. You can make a joke off anything, but in reality, we all need everything. So, laugh now, frown later. Joke's on you. You know how it goes. But it really doesn't matter because laughter is what keeps some alive. And I don't get enough of laughing because I'll probably die laughing. I laugh at everything. I am a laugher. Some people are a crier. Some people are a hot temper. And through years when you grew up, you got friends. They act certain ways. And you're like, well, he just mean. Oh, he just silly. Or he's so quiet, you know. There is no one way anyone is in this world. But when we were young, we did hear that type of scenario on how someone's mood is, attitude is, and what? High school yearbook, clown best dressed, most likely to succeed. All those type of scenarios to give somebody some type of mental mental way of carrying yourself or being looked at in a certain way. So you know how it goes. We're on a dope show. Just tuning in. I am the D-O-B-E. Representing that O-H-I-O. What? I-O. Yes. My goal is to have the world say it at the same time. I'll be organizing that soon as I get more and more into the plan. And we will hear the echo of the O-H-I-O worldwide. I know there's a few haters out there. But we do have alumni worldwide. So the haters hate. That's what we do. It's kind of crazy out here, Black History Month, you know. A lot of history is history. What history do you remember? What history are you making? What history are you a part of? How far do you go back before you call it history? And what is meaningful in the community to make it history? Who made up Black history? Why is it even Black history? You know, why isn't it just history? Through the years of growing up as a Black man, through the years of living in a white world, white society, white rules made by the white man, life has been through many, many changes. There is different situations that cause different situations. Sometimes it's color, sometimes it's not. Some people keep up with the color in different predicaments, situations, to be followers, keep up with the Joneses, don't want to be looked at differently, want to keep a job. So you find different reasons for why people are racist or don't like one another. And it's funny out here. And at the same time, sad. Black Lives Matter. It won't start mattering until Black Lives Matter. When somebody wants something, it don't matter the color. It don't matter the gender. It just doesn't matter. It's either good or bad. Evil or godly. That's just how it is. Because a Black man can say to his homie, "What's up, my nigga?" And it's no problem. Then you might have a grandmother or mother of the other generation that'll be like, "Don't be using that nigga word." Totally bad to them. They don't find no comfort in it. They don't think you should use it, period. And even though it's not disrespectful to you and your partner, someone else listening might have a problem with it. Then you got your Black man calling his brother a nigga, like, "What's up, nigga?" So it turns into beef. So you don't only use the word nigga for friendship. Being a Black man, you can use the word nigga for enemyship. Because they be like, "Fuck them niggas. Oh, them is my niggas." So that's how you express the word sometimes to determine on how it's used. But regardless, some people do not like it. Like some people don't like white boys saying it. Like it's still wrong. But when people are grown up in different generations, societies, neighborhoods, no one has the right guideline to life. You just have to know respect and be respectable. Because you can disrespect someone by saying, a common word like, let's see here, what's going on with a word people use? That could mean something, how you express it, how you say, "Shut up." You know, that's not a good word. when someone telling you to shut up. But then somebody could be like, "Ah, shut up, you tripping." Then you don't get offended. You ain't worrying about somebody telling you to shut up. So it's crucial out here. Gotta try to be better at what you do. Keep a focus in this February, Black History Month. What part of history are you making? Are you a part of history? When do you consider it history? Yeah, am I making history right now? Absolutely. You know, how many people does it impact before it's considered to be Black history or super history meaning? Mark on your calendar. Mark on your calendar history. That's what I'm saying. Every second that ticks by becomes history. Are you making positive history within yourself, or is the history just a memory? Memories are history, right? You make history when you first do something. It's a historical moment when you break a certain barrier. History. What determines history? And meaningful history at that, because all history ain't meaningful. We like to think it is. They like to make it believe it is. But it's really just an event that we go through. Some people hate on it. Some people don't. Some people express gratitude. Some people don't. And it's back to evil and godly. You don't know what some people are going to do. And sometimes you can't be prepared. You got good kids, you got bad kids, you got good adults, you got bad adults. You got good scientists, you got the mad scientists. Money is the root to all evil. And money is needed for survival. But the unbalance of life causes friction among class of people. We're made into a different class because of certain circles that want to be almighty, higher than the other, look down upon, frown upon, racist. Look at reality shows. That could tell you something right there. Oh, man, I can't even remember the name of this reality show right now with somebody to call in and tell me the name of this reality show where you live in a community. And, you know, you got the Beverly Hills, Orange County, Mob Wives, Love and Hip Hop. Man, well, this one reality show, they got them living in a community. It's crazy. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. You living in a community, but some, if you... Oh, fucking, it's crazy. I know y'all know what I mean. Some people are just better than others. So saith the shepherd. So saith the flock. But in reality, we all the same. If we all had the same at the same damn time, we would not end up the same. And that's just the way it is. If we all had $1 million. Everyone in this world got $1 million at the same time, we would not end up in the same place. It seems like we would have peace. It would seem that we would have happiness. The way to go. It will become an imbalance because some people want to do what they want to do with their money. Others want to do what they want to do. And then eventually, it will become unbalanced again. just for the fact of what people choose as their value in life. Somebody want a $1 million house, then they're broke. Someone may take that and live to the minimum and be rich. So you never know how it is out here. It's just society drama. We just got to do better. On another note, you know, I got to send out a few prayers and blessings and heartfelt attention to my family and to my friends. A lot of passings this week. Shout out to my homie, longtime friend, mom like an aunt. Always was there, always accept my 9-8. Miss B Webb. My aunt's niece, my cousins, Rose, took her life doing what she did. Shout out to my cousin, my aunt. She's in the burn unit just from her allergic reaction. You never know what could happen. So, Aunt Jane, grandmother, finally got to go see the Lord. So, crucial around family, cousins, relatives, friends, all in the week, high school friends. Shout out to Keisha, her dad in the hospital. It's all part of the morning. It happens in life. Some people can't handle it. Some can. Prayers and blessings, strength to the ones that need it. It's kind of hard out here sometimes, but some are in a better place. Let's hope, let's pray that that's where people go, found peace within the Lord. All right. Big ups to my sis, birthday week. Big ups to my niece, birthday week. Shout out to Wisdom, my homie, Lyrics, birthday week, no doubt. Wisdom, what's the dilly? B-Day week. Twins, the homies, B-Day week, the party going down, 112. Y'all in the capital city. And y'all want to turn up this weekend, the all black and gold party. I know we represent the Steelers, but black and gold outfits. You ain't got to come Steeler Nation. It's more or less on your elegant look. 112 will be in the building, club exclusive, Mark and Mo. The twins, my homies for over 20 years probably. I might have to come out of my retirement. I ain't been nowhere much, but this is the turn up. Nice birthday party. So if y'all can make it out, y'all in the capital city, Columbus, Ohio, we're going to turn up. Rap battles this weekend. Shots fired. Or is it who's hot? I'm not sure. But some shots fired might be battling who's hot. Probably going to be some good battles. A couple out of towns, Columbus, Dayton, a couple rematches. Sav in the building, Scopes, Demo, AR. If you're familiar with some of them names in the underground of the capital city, you might want to turn up, show up, do what it do. But it should be an impact weekend. I got some information earlier So I got a shout out, Remix Live. On tour right now, Mickey Fats. She is hip hop. Let me see. Weekend for the Media. For social network outlets, photographers, other artists. Got a meeting come up. Listening party, as a matter of fact, Mickey Fats album. So we shout out Remix Live. Jay Hindu, good looking out for the promotion. Jay Hindu, Dynasty Entertainment. WeBookEm.com. Shout them out. So it should be a pretty nice listening party coming up this weekend, this Friday, I think. So good looking out on the call and the invite. What else we got going on this weekend? The city is on turn up. I'm missing a few events, I know. But that's okay. You got a little bit of information. Shout out to my homie Luminous Lou. Yes, he's staying hard in the lab. Videos coming. Project Pat, Busy Bone, Do or Die. Get familiar with some of these artists in the city doing their thing. Alright. Shout out to my man Trillis, the Trillion Beat A. That's my, he kicked it. If you're doing something and trying to be part of something, then you need to have a good focus. It's music, it's entertainment, it's radio, movies, it's regular work, it's how you spend your time and what you do. Sometimes you have to break away and get your focus on and be a little bit more attentive to your needs. Some people may not like that, but if you're in it for the real plan, they should be able to work with you, be a part of what you're doing, or try to keep you in good spirits. Maybe bring you a sandwich, you know, pack a lunch for you. Get your clothes ironed, pressed, washed. Something to help out your journey to become more productive in what you're doing. You know, not many people want to help you get to where you're going. They want to put you down, say you got pipe dreams, no support whatsoever. So you find somebody in your corner that does support you. Hopefully you can support them back. And hopefully they don't expect you to support them back. They're doing it because they see the potential in you and then they really know. Then it's up to you to be the good person you are. For some people do get burnt helping others. You know, that's why you should never give unless you're able to give and not expect something back. You know, somebody be like, loan me $5, man. Let me get $100. Or, man, could you take me to the store? Knowing that they are in a position that needs help. You can't expect a payback. So you give out of the kindness of. Now, if you put together a plan, and you know they're supposed to pay you back and they don't, and it's when it comes to a situation. But in general, you really shouldn't be loaning any of your time, money, material, if you do not mind not getting it back. Expect the unexpected, never to receive back. Then you won't have any problems. You take it as a loss. You take it as a gift. You take it as a good lookout. If it does come back, more power to you. If it doesn't, you just know you help someone else out. As if you're giving money to the bums, I will work for food. when you see on the corner. You know some of them is drunks. You know some of them is drug addicts. Some of them could be rich. But when you're giving out of the kindness of your heart because you believe that you're giving for the purpose of their asking, then that's on you. Whatever happens after they get the money is on them. God sees all. God knows all heartfelt moments. So believe that. If you able to give and you give without any expectation to receive back, it's the best way to go, people. It's just how it is. Shout out to my Buckeyes. OHIO. I think we got about 15 of them in the combine down in Naptown. So let's make them all get to the NFL, bring some more money back to the city. I will hope so. You don't really hear too much about the alumni, even though they're so strong. So, you know, hopefully all the love we give to the players and all the love and money that they receive from gifts, contracts, and they bring back to the city, they can show a little love and do something sometime. But like I said, you can't expect it for free. But, hey, a lot of names you may see. It's a lot of hometown, Buckeyes, hometown, NFL. So we'll see how it goes. You never know. Be on the lookout, the Dove Show, music, iTunes is all I'm getting ready for. So until then, just hold your horses. Trying to get everything right, iTunes, so you can be a part of my collection in your eardrums. That's right. Blends, Bars, and Beats, the mixtape. It should be going worldwide soon. It's only hard copies. Get at me. Inbox me if you're looking to get a copy or two. Shout out to Shanice because she's been waiting. We will be linking up so you can get your copy. We won't do you without that happiness, young lady. Before we get up out of here, remember, make history and be black. All right, we're on the Dove Show. The weather is changing, so y'all bundle up tonight. The storm is coming. We went from sunshine to snowstorms. So you never know what might can happen. Family prayers once again. Strength in numbers. Strength in the Lord. Pray for yourself. Pray for somebody else. Try to do better. All right. Until the next time, I'm on one. In the studio, art room, t-shirt shop, Zeno's Activewear. Shout out. You know what we do. All right, everybody. Worldwide. Copy King. The homie. Good seeing you, man. Turn up weekend, see y'all at the exclusive. Get your Martin tickets. White, he'll be in town coming soon. And we out of here. Worldwide. KM. Mwah. Yay! The Dove Show.